There are times when people must flee to save their lives. You know, we're witnessing, if you've watched the news at all, the flight of literally millions of people because of wars, famines, floods, fires, earthquakes. There's so many terrible and fearful dangers threatening the lives of people all over this globe right now, today. We hear also, brethren, of those who ignore the early warnings of danger and escape becomes impossible for them. I mean, that's a life lesson that we can just reflect on. But I want to talk about the escape phase of all of this from the perspective of the Bible. God does protect his servants from danger. We have written record of that aplenty. And he gives warnings that must not be ignored. I'd like to give you a couple introductory examples of people who received warnings and how their lives were saved because they did flee. And my first example is Lot fleeing from Sodom and Gomorrah. And here are the instructions. I'll keep the reminder here fairly short because we know the account. Genesis 19, verse 17. Genesis 19 and verse 17. So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that they here are angels literally sent by God because of something Abraham had asked of God. But at any rate, going on now, they said to Lot, his wife and two daughters, escape for your life. Do not look behind you nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. Now, I'm sure God could have chosen many ways to provide safety, but this is what the record shows that was done. And then we find another interesting account where someone was told to flee possible danger, and it's when actually Jesus fled to Egypt. Yes, he did flee to Egypt, but he was under the guidance of his parents at that time, and he probably was not an infant. He was a young child by this time because he maybe a year and a half old. But nonetheless, the message was given to Joseph. Matthew 2 and verse 13. Matthew 2 and verse 13. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph. Now those who departed were the wise men from the east. But the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And it goes on to say that Joseph arose in the night and fled, probably not living in Nazareth at this time, probably still back around Bethlehem. But they fled by night and stayed there, whatever time, we don't exactly know, but a few years anyway. We are told there will come a time when the Church of God will have to flee before absolute devastation consumes the earth. And we are also warned that not everybody will believe that they should, or not everybody will be ready. That would get into a deeper analysis in presentation in a full sermon. But for my sake, I want to just remind us in this sermonette that there are things that we are told to do before it is time for the Church of God to flee. And I want to recount those to you. And you know them. Let me stack them in order to maybe make it more impactful. Matthew 24, verses 20 through 21. Matthew 24 and verse 20. These are the words, the instructions, let me emphasize that, from Jesus Christ to those who listen to him, who follow him. He says, and pray, that's an ongoing responsibility, and pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then, this is the time setting, there will be great tribulation such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be again. That will be a consummation of that kind of violence. We also find in Luke 21 and verse 36 something else he said. And again, something we should be doing in preparation. Luke 21 and verse 36. He says, and this is regarding the end of the age again. These are all prophecies for our time today. They were true when I was a young man. They're true now as an old man. It says, watch therefore and pray always. So you got to be watching. Watch what? What should we be watching in order to be prepared for this devastation that's coming? Well, obviously, as the rest of Matthew 24 brings out, events in the world that will be happening, that will culminate in the return of Jesus Christ. But let me begin again. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Counted worthy to escape. That's because you're watching and you're walking in obedience to what Christ has instructed us to do. But then it gets a little more specific in Revelation 3 and verse 10. Revelation 3 and verse 10. A message to the church in Philadelphia, not to other churches, but to the church in Philadelphia, a particular group of people who are doing something uniquely characteristic to them that other groups of Christians are not doing. All God's people, but this particular group of God's people are singled out. Because you have kept my command to persevere. Remember, those who endure to the end are the ones who will be saved. Persevere, how? Well, in being faithful to God, in obeying him, in doing the work of the church of God, Christ goes on to say, I'm going to do something. I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which will come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. I also will keep you. Who's going to save us, take us to safety, help us get there, whatever is required? It's the responsibility of Jesus Christ, because these are his words, his promise for those who keep his commandments to persevere in what he has called them to accomplish and do. Now let me ask, does what I have just read describe us? You know, there's a scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 6. I don't think I want to read the whole thing, but just to highlight something. In verse 3 of 1 Thessalonians 5, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. They're going to be caught up in the maelstrom of violence that will come upon the earth. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. Don't turn your back on the warnings that are out there in front of us. There's also a part of a verse I'd like to quote from Isaiah 45 and verse 22, really stretching my limits on quoting verses here, but here's what is said that applies to the whole world, but it has unique meaning for us because of the promises I've just been reading. God says, look to me and be saved.